the pygmy body to decay, and ore informed the tenement of clay. A daring pilot in extremity, pleased with the danger, when the waves went high, he sought the storms, but for a calm unfit, would steer too nigh the sands to boast his wit. Great wits are sure to madness near allied, and thin partitions do their bounds divide. Else why should he, with wealth and honor blessed, refuse his age the needful hours of rest? Punish a body which he could not please, bankrupt of life, yet prodigal of ease, and all to leave with what his toil he won, to that unfeathered, two-legged thing, a son. Got while his soul did huddled notions try, and born a shapeless lump, like anarchy. In friendship false, implacable in hate, resolved to ruin or to rule the state.
The sophistication of Congreve's Way of the World, the flower and climax of Restoration comedy, is so perfect, and its workmanship so finished, that it always must remain the classic instance of its kind. The prose in which it is written is furthermore so absolutely fine as to become, the more we listen to it, the very poetry of wit. In the following scene, the hero and heroine, Mirabel and Millamant, come to an understanding as to how they shall behave when they are married.
Oh, I hate a lover that can dare to think he draws a moment's air independent on the bounty of his mistress. There is not so impudent a thing in nature as the saucy look of an assured man, confident of success. Oh. The pedantic arrogance of a very husband has not so pragmatical an air. Oh, I'll never marry unless I am first made sure of my will and pleasure.
Would you have them both before marriage? Or will you be contented with the first now and stay for the other till after grace?
Oh, don't be impertinent. My dear Liberty, shall I leave thee? My faithful solitude, my darling contemplation, must I bid you then adieu? Aye, adieu. My morning thoughts, agreeable wakings, indolent slumbers, all ye douceur, ye sommeil du matin. Adieu? Ah, oh, I can't do it. 'Tis more than impossible. Positively, Mirabel, I'll lie abed in a morning as long as I please.
Then I'll get up in the morning as early as I please.
Ah, idle creature, get up when you will. And you hear, I won't be called names after I'm married. Positively, I won't be called names.
Names?
Aye, as wife, spouse, my dear, joy, jewel, love, sweetheart, and the rest of that nauseous cant in which men and their wives are so fulsomely familiar. I shall never bear that. Good Mirabel, don't let us be familiar or fond, nor kiss before folks like my Lady Fadler and Sir Francis, nor go to Hyde Park together the first Sunday in a new chariot to provoke eyes and whispers, and then never be seen there together again, as if we were proud of one another the first week and ashamed of one another ever after. Let us never visit together or go to a play together, but let us be very strange and well-bred. Let us be as strange as if we had been married a great while, and as well-bred as if we were not married at all.
Have you any more conditions to offer? Hitherto your demands are pretty reasonable.
Trifles. As liberty to pay and receive visits to and from whom I please. To write and receive letters without interrogatories or wry faces on your part. To wear what I please. And choose conversation with regard only to my own taste. To have no obligation upon me to converse with wits that I don't like because they are your acquaintance. Or to be intimate with fools because they may be your relations. Come to dinner when I please, dine in my dressing room when I'm out of humor, without giving a reason. To have my closet inviolate. To be sole empress of my tea table.